Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2507 with a release date of Friday, November 14th, 2025, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. The Philippine government seeks ham's help during a super typhoon. Sri Lanka tests its radio readiness for a tsunami response, and a college makes a special gift to a Wisconsin ham club. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2507 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent, on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Union, Kentucky, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
We begin this week with a report of disaster preparedness that rallied quickly as a super typhoon in the South China Sea was bearing down on the Philippines on the 8th of November. Emergency amateur frequencies in the region were cleared for the Philippine Amateur Radio Association and others to use for traffic. The association's operators were among those engaged by the Philippine National Telecommunications Commission to help government responders, especially in those regions where communication connections had been destroyed by the powerful storm known internationally as Feng Wong. The death toll kept rising and more than a million people were displaced in the archipelago nation as floods and landslides took over much of the landscape in the northern provinces. Sustained winds were reported at up to 185 kilometers per hour or 115 miles per hour with gusts of as much as 230 kilometers per hour or 143 miles per hour. Amateur radio has traditionally been a part of disaster response and the recovery process. Meanwhile, in Sri Lanka, amateurs have just completed a successful national readiness exercise, which simulated a tsunami, recalling the one that struck the region in December of 2004. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, has those details.
It was a magnitude 9.2 undersea earthquake happening off northern Sumatra on the 5th of November. But fortunately, it was simulated. The Disaster Management Center and the Radio Society of Sri Lanka responded as if it were happening for real, sending traffic designed to coordinate evacuations and respond to health emergencies and other critical situations. A statement from the Radio Society's Management Council, posted on their Facebook page, said that the HAMS field operations on VHF from Colombo, Gaul and Kulutera provided uninterrupted data relay across the island. The scenario called for disaster response from a variety of agencies where such coordination was crucial. The field operators had strong support from home-based listening stations. Frequencies were also monitored by the Amateur Radio Society of India and member societies of IARU Region 3. The council statement said, quote, "This exercise not only demonstrated the vital role and effectiveness of amateur radio in emergency response, but also reaffirmed the importance of strong collaboration between the RSSL and the Disaster Management Center in building national communication resilience and public awareness." End quote. Sri Lanka was among the many nations struck by the Indian Ocean earthquake and tsunami in late 2004 that killed tens of thousands. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
An active and prominent ham from Bangalore, India has become a silent key. We hear more about him from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
He was known on the air as Subu, and his call sign was VU2ZUB. He could be heard on any number of nets, especially when serving as the net control operator. A member of the Bangalore Amateur Radio Club, he was active on HF, VHF, UHF, Echolink, and Satellite. Subu was reported as having become a silent key on the 10th of November, but there are no other details. His commitment to public service through radio extended into his off-the-air activities. A long-time member of Rotary Bangalore East, he was recognised by Rotary International as a Paul Harris Fellow for his long record of work benefiting the community. Subu had also belonged to Rotarians on Amateur Radio, or ROAR. post by the Institute of Amateur Radio in Kerala recalled him as, quote, a dedicated radio amateur, ever helpful and kind-hearted. He will be remembered for his passion for communication and his warm camaraderie, both on and off the air, unquote. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Although many may remember this annual competition as the Intrepid DX Group's Youth Dream Rig Essay Contest, there have been some changes, some very big changes, as the 6th annual challenge begins. Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB, tells us what has happened.
For the past 5 years, licensed hams 25 and younger were challenged to write an essay on a topic relevant to ham radio's place in the world. It's part of the Intrepid DX Group's mission to encourage the growth of amateur radio in all nations around the world, especially in areas that are still developing. This year's challenge focuses not just on words, but action. The contest is being called Amateur Radio for the Greater Good. In a departure from previous contests, this one asks the young hams to submit proposals to establish a public access radio station somewhere in the U.S. The station can be intended for any public building, a school, a house of worship, a fire station, a hospital, or a community center. The winner will receive a complete HF, VHF, UHF station, including coax and antennas, to make their proposal a reality, where it can be used for club use, mentoring, training, and emergency communication. The winner will also receive their own HF radio for personal use. The deadline for submission of proposals is the 10th of December, with the awardee's name announced on the 15th. They will be required to provide written permission from the facility that they have chosen, authorizing the installation of the station and antenna. The awardee may become the station's trustee. See the text version of this week's newscast script at arnewsline.org for the email or U.S. mail address where inquiries or submissions may be sent. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
A pair of AMSAT courses to teach students about satellites have gained support from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, as we hear from Jack Parker, W8ISH.
In 2022, AMSAT rolled out its community-based youth initiative program, which provides age-appropriate lessons about satellites for youngsters in two age groups, grades 5 to 7 and grades 8 till 12. In that first year, a grant from the Quarter Century Wireless Association helped get things going. 3 years later, as the initiative gathers even more momentum, Amateur Radio Digital Communication has announced that it is providing the initiative with two grants designed to enhance both the student group's learning experiences. One grant will allow production of a coloring book for the younger students who are of elementary school age. The pages will depict satellites being used to aid in pollution control, wildfire fighting, broadcasting, and navigation. The other grant will help secure more software licenses for online courses for the older students who are of high school age. The first course is called Introduction to Satellite Meteorology, and visitors to Hamvention this past spring got a preview of its contents. Central to the initiative are its two websites, KidSat and BuzzSat, which contain age-appropriate activities for the younger and older students, respectively. The students also have access to a network of online software-defined radios they can use as ground stations for receiving images and telemetry from satellites making passes overhead. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W8WKY repeater in Doylestown, Ohio, on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. local time, right before the weekly Serenet at 8 p.m. The weekend of November 1st and 2nd ushered in an inaugural amateur radio conference in Australia organized by the Brisbane VHF Group. John Williams, VK4JJW, brings us up to date.
Known as QTEC 2025, the conference in the Brisbane suburb of Chermside focused on the next generation of radio operators who will become stewards of the airwaves. Their varied voices were heard throughout the two-day program, both as presenters and guests. Two university students, Otto VK4OTZ and Finn VK4OTZ, II sparked dialogue with a talk on their theme, Young Hams, Yes, We Do Exist. Young amateurs' voices were also well heard during a town hall-style meeting to discuss ways to attract new hams and ensure amateur radio's future. According to a report by Kevin VK4UH, the Brisbane VHF Group's president, more than 70 registered delegates attended, and although a handful did participate remotely, most of them were present in person. Kevin's report, which appeared first in a Wireless Institute of Australia newscast, said that one of the high points of the conference was perhaps one of its briefest, an 11-minute contact between 15 students and astronaut Johnny Kim, KJ5HFP, at the moment that the ISS orbit passed over Queensland. Like amateur radio itself, the conference is expected to have a bright future. Kevin said organisers are already working on QTEC 2027. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
Community generosity works in both directions, as one amateur radio club in Wisconsin found out recently. Andy Morrison, K9AWM, has the details.
Hams are accustomed to being the ones providing community service, and so it was a special privilege for the Fond du Lac Amateur Radio Club in Wisconsin to be on the receiving end recently. The Moraine Park Technical College donated 5 laptops to assist the club with its work in amateur radio education, license testing, and emergency communications, including its field day operations. The donations kept club member Lloyd Vandervoort, November 9 Radio Papa Uniform, hard at work setting up the club's logging programs. Dave McCumber, November 9 Whiskey Quebec Club President, issued a statement saying that the additional computing power will, quote, strengthen our ability to teach, train, and support both new and experienced radio operators throughout the region, end quote. This is Andy Morrison, Kilo 9 Alpha Whiskey Mike.
What happens when a material loses its ability to conduct electricity, seemingly for no reason? Researchers have been working to solve that mystery, and they think they've got it figured out, as we hear from Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
It's uncommon, but when it happens, as it does in the quantum realm, scientists have previously been left shrugging their shoulders. Now, when material that had been capable of conducting electricity loses that property, becoming an insulator, they're nodding their heads in recognition instead. As explained in a recent paper published in the Physical Review's Letters, an international team of researchers working at the DESE Institute in Germany made their discovery while working with a compound of rare earth metals, tellurium, selenium, and thulium. They found that the compound lost its inherent conductivity because of what researchers described as a particle dance involving a group of particles called polarons, quasi-particles which can combine and behave as one particle instead of several. The polarons can spur activity between electrons and the nearby atoms, impeding the flow of electricity by slowing it down and eventually halting it altogether. The researchers wrote that their findings show that the properties of material cannot be explained by its chemical composition alone. The scientists concluded that their findings about polarons may ultimately lead to development of new types of matter or the ability to alter some material's optical, magnetic, or electrical properties. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
There's a new microwave band linear transponder in the sky, and it was put there by university students, as we hear from Cell MB, KB3TZD.
A student-built CubeSat from the University of Arizona is providing the latest microwave band linear transponder for use by amateur radio operators. After entering orbit more than a year ago, the spacecraft known as CatSat began the earliest parts of its mission, taking images of the Earth, monitoring the ionosphere via HF radio measurements, and demonstrating inflatable antenna technology. CatSat completes a full circle of the Earth every 90 minutes in a polar orbit that is nearly sun-synchronous. The linear transponder was commissioned successfully during the past few weeks. It listens on an uplink of 5.663 GHz and transmits on a downlink of 10.47 GHz with an estimated bandwidth of 200 kHz. For more details, or to follow its operation, visit the CatSat mission website at catsat.arizona.edu. This is Sal Emby, KB3-TZD.
In the world of DX, members of the Wingles Radio Club F4KLR are marking the 60th anniversary of the first French satellite known as Asterix, which was launched on the 26th of November, 1965. The operators will be using the call sign TM60ATX on Fridays and Saturdays between the 14th of November and the 13th of December, and again on the 19th through to the 23rd of December. Listen for Red, DL1BUG, operating as TY5FR from Kotanu, Benin, from the 15th of November through to the 11th of December. Red will be using CW and sideband on 80 through 10 meters and will participate in the CQ Worldwide DX CW contest. For all contacts listed in World of DX, please see QRZ.com for QSL details, frequencies, or other operating information. Finally, we introduce not the king of the hill, but one of the queens of the mountains. There may not be a crown on her head, at least not yet, but this South African amateur is getting a royal treatment from the international community of YL Soda activators. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, tells us why.
The event known as Queens of the Mountains ascended to the summits again this past June for its second year, and YL Soda activators around the world did their best during 2 days of activating. The highest achievement this year belongs to Adele Tyler, Zulu Sierra 5 Alpha Papa Tango, who has been chosen to receive the K1 LIZ Memorial Achievement Award for having achieved most of the goals set. Announcing Adele's achievement on the Soda Reflector, Paula K9IR and Amy AG7GP said that she activated two summits jointly with other YLs, logged a minimum of two QSOs with YL stations, and completed at least five QSOs with YL chases. They said, however, her most prominent accomplishment was the recruitment of six YL operators from South Africa, as well as 22 YL and OM chasers from South Africa and Namibia to participate. The K1 LIZ award carries the call sign, the name, and the memory of Liz Burns, a top-achieving SOTA activator who became a silent key in February of 2022. Liz became a symbol of determination and devoted to SOTA because she did not let her blindness deter her from tackling the challenge of activating. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
If you haven't set in your ham radio haiku yet, what's been stopping you? Visit our website at arnewsline.org, and as you compose your ode to your favorite online activity, we will help you use the correct number of syllables to make an authentic haiku. Submit your work, and then sit back and wait to hear whether you are the winner of this week's challenge. The winner gets a shout-out on our website, where everyone can find the winning haiku. With thanks to ABC News, Amateur News Daily, AMSAT News Service, BBC, David Bihar, 425DX Bulletin, FDL Reporter, Fond du Lac Amateur Radio Club, Institute of Amateur Radio in Kerala, Intrepid DX Group, QRZ.com, Radio Society of Sri Lanka, ShortwaveRadio.de, Soda Reflector, Wireless Institute of Australia, YouTube, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.